In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Then Jesus opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This is the word of the Lord. Who are these, St. John beholds, arrayed in robes as white as snow? They are the ones who come from the great tribulation. They are the ones who have endured the veil of tears. They are the ones who have lived the life, walked the way, and run the race of faith. They are the poor in spirit. They are the mournful and the meek, the hungry and the thirsty, the merciful and the pure, the peacemakers and the persecuted. But these garments are not their own. The garments are not theirs, and they are not of their making, nor are their titles self-bestowed. These robes are provided, as in the garden, skins of a pure lamb slaughtered for the life and protection of man. These robes are cleaned from all blemish, spot, all sin and sorrow by the blood of this pure beast. The titles declared by Jesus as he preaches on the mount describe these white arrayed saints, certainly, but only because the titles first belong to the Lamb that was slain. Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. It does not belong to the saints of old. It does not belong to your blessed departed. It does not belong to you. But it is bestowed upon you all by the grace and mercy of a God who loves you and who cares for you. The Lamb of God speaks from this mountainside, describing first and foremost not the saints witnessed by St. John, but instead himself. All the qualities that make one blessed are distributed by virtue of sonship in Christ, and by the incorporation of sinners into the salvation of Christ's holy body. The characteristics of Christians only exist because they are attributed to Christians through union with him who exemplifies such characteristics. They only exist in the saints of God because these men and women are the saints of God. When Jesus speaks of himself in the Beatitudes, he then also speaks of you. When the elder of heaven speaks to St. John, of the ones coming out of the great tribulation, he then also speaks of you. The glories of Christ are your glories. His descriptions are your descriptions. His sonship is yours, his forgiveness is yours, and his life is yours. This holy Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, gives himself to you in order that you may be like him. This holy lamb is slain, that his flesh might be your raiment. This holy lamb is slaughtered upon the altar of God, that his blood might cover you, redeem you, sanctify you, and cleanse you from all impurities. This holy lamb ascribes to you his very nature, that you may follow him and live with him. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven on account of the works of your holy Lord. This Lamb, who now sits upon his throne, has purchased and won you, and now makes you something, someone new. You are sown perishable, but watered and washed by this blood of the Lamb, and so nourished with his very flesh. All the blessed saints of God look ahead with hope to that last day when all of Christendom will be reaped imperishable. You will all be reaped pure, as the Lamb himself is pure, for his is yours. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon you, dear children. Behold what manner of love has been afforded your blessed departed. What has been sown in corruption has put on the incorruptibility of the Lamb. Whether you will live to see the second coming or are instead sooner translated to glory, you shall never be forgotten or left alone. Those who are baptized into Christ and who trust in him do not die. They live. Those who are baptized into him and who trust in him own, possess, and live in the kingdom of heaven even now as they slumber. Or even as they await their slumber. They shall be comforted. They shall inherit the earth. They shall be satisfied for their quest for righteousness and mercy. They shall see God and be called sons of God. But already now, theirs, yours, is the kingdom of heaven and its confidence in the victory of that blessed Lamb of God. His life is yours, his comfort is yours, his presence is yours, his kingdom is yours. Blessed are you then, not in your own right or even because of what loss or gains you experience in this life, but because of Christ. He is blessed. And that means you are blessed as well. He lives. And that means even our blessed departed live though they yet slumber. Until the time of the resurrection and the glorious reunion in the kingdom of this Lamb, you are weak in spirit. You mourn. You are meek. You are hungry to be free of sin. You are frustrated in your lack of mercy, in your impurity of heart, and your stubborn, quarrelsome ways. You do not live up to the kingdom, nature, or titles that are bestowed upon you. Nevertheless, and despite all of that, the kingdom yours remaineth. You are redeemed by substitution. You are atoned by sacrifice. You are saved by grace. Your King, this holy Lamb of God, reigns upon his throne, not by violence, but by suffering violence. He rules in you not by force, but by forgiveness. His mercy endureth forever. You have suffered loss, and you will continue to to suffer loss in this life. Yet in Christ you know that the losses you have suffered do not compare with the gains you and your loved ones have received. In Christ you know that no saint on earth has ever or will ever lose a battle with illness, with disease, with suffering, with old age, sin, the devil, or even death itself. How can they lose who wear the garments of the Lamb and who live in and by His holy blood? How can they lose who in Him are already victorious? In Christ, you know that the loss of friends, family, husbands, wives, children, and even of your own life pales in comparison with the glory of that which is gained at the resurrection. What will it be, this glory? Hear the words of St. John. We know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself, just as He is pure. How shall Christ be? Well, He shall be blessed. That blessed Lamb will make you to be as He is, and indeed He has done so already. You know that what is sown is perishable, but also that it is raised imperishable, a harvest reaped, not according to your efforts, but enacted by the Lamb of God. This flesh is sown in dishonor, but it will be raised in glory. You now bear the image of the man of dust and of sorrow, but you with all the saints in glory shall bear the image of the Son of Man, Heaven, the man of holiness, innocence, and blessedness. You will bear the image of the blessed Lamb in robes of righteousness made white in the blood of His atonement as you emerge from this great tribulation to have every tear wiped away from your eyes by His blessed nail-pierced hand. There, you will be reunited with all the company of the Holy Church, all saints, martyrs, and loved ones, in the joy of Christ's victory. There you will be comforted. You will obtain mercy. You will be filled with the flesh and blood of the Lamb Himself. You will see God as He is, and you will inherit the kingdom of heaven. For such has this Lamb received and done, and such has He ascribed to you in the waters of holy baptism, the reception of the Holy Eucharist, and the faith imparted to you by His precious word. May you then, with the holy prophets and evangelists, with angelic hosts, and with all the company of heaven, rejoice despite your tears, and sing praises despite your pains. For you are called children of God, and this is a great love and honor bestowed upon you. Indeed, you and those saints of heaven sing rightly. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.